We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we go throughout life, we do try to learn new things and learn from our mistakes. But sometimes there are habits that we have and there are life lessons that we learn that honestly they might not have been right and we needed to unlearn them. But sometimes we struggle with that. You know what? Let's get into it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 harmful life lessons most people struggle to unlearn. As a kid, if I had a conflict with a friend, my parents would tell me never to talk to them again because they weren't a real friend anyway.
Yeah.
So now, all of my so-called friends only get gross, completely false accolades from me. Like, Mike, that shirt looks really good on you today. Really good.
Really good.
Did he tell you that earlier?
He did. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what he said. Before he said...
Somehow I knew it.
Then he asked me if I was 70. These are... So these are 10 harmful life lessons most people struggle to unlearn. It's a short sleeve button up.
We understand you had business to do it this morning, man.
I got the khakis on. I thought it looked rather dapper. So these are 10 harmful life lessons most people struggle to unlearn.
I mean, if you told me I had detention, I wouldn't be shocked.
I know.
And handed you a ruffled up book.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, Christ, you know, Mr. Hawk is here.
This one says, if you try hard enough, you can change someone's perception of you. It says people try to change with all their hearts as another person's perception of them. Whether it's a parent, a sibling, or someone else, there's often someone in a person's life who is simply unsatisfied regardless of what they do. So just basically, this is a lesson that I did eventually teach myself. I strived to be as good of a person as I could. There are some people that just don't like me, and yeah, I understand that. And I have worked my ass off to try to correct that, but...
Yeah, dude, we're not going to like you. I don't know how many times we have to tell you.
Then I sat back and was like, there's enough people that say that they like me, my wife. The rest of them, like...
Who cares?
Right. If you don't like me, that's a you problem, not a me problem. It could just be that we are oil and water. Doesn't mean anybody's
bad. I don't want
bad.
To hang out with people that don't like me. I understand if you do.
You come here every day.
For a variety of reasons.
Sure.
But those are the people that I choose to be around. I don't want to be around people that I don't like.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Harmful life lesson. You can change someone if you try hard enough.
No, you can't.
That's a relationship destroyer.
Right.
Exactly. Don't get into something thinking that you're going to change somebody.
I bought this so I could change it.
I think that Castle always had the best line about that. He's like, man, you knew where the train was going when you bought the ticket.
Right.
I mean, that's it.
Exactly.
And in the end, if you're in a relationship, inevitably you end up kind of compromised. You find that happy medium.
Of course.
Well, people change. But, yeah, at the end of the day, most people change because they want to change something.
Right.
That's exactly
Not
it.
Because somebody else said, you need to stop doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
When are you going to quit smoking? When are you going to, like, dude, that's not helping. It makes me want to go outside and have a cigarette.
Stressing me out.
Exactly.
What was it? You can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
You can take a horse to water, but you can't make them
you
drink.
You can't change somebody that doesn't want to change, as far as that aspect of their lives. You can tell somebody that they need to do something. I don't care what aspect of their life it is, but until they are ready to change that, they're not going to.
I don't think I would try to change about anyone. It's to find me more attractive.
There you go.
I have friends that are very good at some things and that I'm better at than they are. There are some things I'm terrible at that they're really good at. And, like, I don't know. I was talking to somebody last week. We're talking about dating apps or whatever. I was like, no, it's a great idea. I am just lazy and have never done it.
Sure.
Because he was like, you got something against it? I was like, I don't know why you're saying that. I don't have anything against them. I just haven't used
them. I just haven't done it. Everyone is paying attention to you, so you have to act like it. No.
I think people do. I think that's human nature, right? If you're in a room by yourself, you're going to scratch your balls. You're going to do what you do. If someone tells you there's a camera on you, you just act a little different.
Sure.
Right. I mean, that's inevitable. It's what people do.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I don't do anything on these elevators.
No. Yeah, I'm convinced.
Oh, there's cameras in there.
I'm convinced.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they hear me fart. They see me scratch myself. Yeah, I don't care. I'm like, enjoy. Look
behind the desk. You can see every elevator up.
So, you ever forget when you're in an elevator? I don't know why. The other day, I was leaving work. I just completely forgot.
When you just stood in there and didn't push a button?
Yeah, it's like that. Oh, yeah. It was just something stupid. I was like, oh, my God, you're still in an elevator.
I used to do that based on our old building, the way that elevator worked. It wasn't normal. You just press a goddamn button. But that became part of my habit. So we would go play. We could be at a hotel or something. I would get on the elevator and not think to press the button because 5 days out of the week, we didn't press a button. And you'd see people, you know, the door would open. You realize you're still in the lobby and everyone's giving you this weird look.
Yes.
Because you're not leaving. You're like, ah. And then you feel stupid when you're like, listen, I forgot to press the button, which is the dumbest thing you could possibly say, but it's like, I can't explain where I work. It's just a thing.
10 harmful life lessons most people struggle to unlearn. You don't have to finish all the food on your plate. God love it. That's one that I...
Yeah, it depends on the food.
Yeah.
Well, also, the era of how you grew up with...
Yeah, that's growing up because your parents are flipping the bill.
They're poor.
Keep eating. The flip side is sometimes you're hoping your buddy doesn't finish what's on his plate because what he's eating looks good. You going to finish your nachos? What's going on there?
Get your hands on my doggone nachos, man.
Right, like, if I go to dinner with Miles, you know what? If he just wants to get a steak and doesn't want to get any veggies, I'm not going to be like, Miles, you can't have dessert if you don't finish your asparagus.
Right. My wife pulls this move, right? Because I don't necessarily want a side with a place like that. Oh, man, I'll just, and she's like, he wants the green beans, meaning she wants
the green beans.
She wants
the green
beans. Oh, absolutely.
You bet.
But
I did it to Mike a few weeks ago, not about hunger, but just we were all sitting, me, him, and his wife were sitting there, and I said, the waffle fries here are awesome. We should get waffle fries. And he said, it's okay. I'll get tots. So basically, so his wife could have some or I could have some. I said, the hell with that. All three of us are getting these waffle fries. Live it up, you crazy SOB.
And did it work?
It did.
It did, yeah. Well, that's what my life is now. Is that my wife says, I don't know, do I want this? I don't know if they have onion rings and they have tots. You get the doggone onion rings, I'll get the tots, you can have some of my tots.
Brother, it never ends.
No, I know it does.
My wife and I have been doing that for 19 years. Oh. And it's just, I already know how it goes. And it's like, listen, I will get their goddamn house salad because I know your meal doesn't have that offer there.
Yeah.
But can you just order a side of fries because I want the fries.
I am now her surrogate, food person.
The worst is when they can't determine which of the Chinese food things they want. So like, why don't I get this, and then you get this, and we'll split it? It's like, well, those were your two options.
I don't want those.
Could I have an option? Why did you? Because you are indecisive and cannot pick between the two.
I know.
Why do I have to be force-fed both of your food items? They'll suck it.
There's only one restaurant where she will order for me, and that is Olive Garden, where she will sit down and she will get her, baked ziti.
All right.
I'm getting the baked ziti, and you are getting the chicken parm.
Because she wants chicken parm. Because
she wants one of those fillets.
See, no. This is...
I mean, chicken parm, I can't really bitch at her.
No, no, like, that's I'm not the worst thing.
No, this is why I live
still
alone.
Win,
I still win. I live alone because of stuff like this.
10 harmful life lessons most people struggle to unlearn.
All right, just real quick. Full disclosure, I've done the same thing. I dated a girl that wasn't a big eater, so if we went out to dinner on Friday, she'd be like, between this and that, and I'd go, why don't you order the second one? Because I will eat that later.
it's good warmed up.
Yeah. Failing at something means you're a failure. That's a harmful life lesson.
Jesus Christ. Whoever thought that was a life lesson obviously never played a sport.
Some people got to unlearn it, Ted.
All right.
Did you win the Super Bowl? Are you a failure?
Okay, you can sit down and write a book right now, but you're not going to be good at it until you start writing.
But you can do better. You can always do better.
No doubt about it.
Why is that an A-? But the number one harmful life lesson that most people struggle with.
You got an A-. Holy crap, we're buying you a car.
Same. Harmful life lesson. Not working indicates laziness.
It depends on the person. You know the difference in the person you're talking to.
Buckets. Yes.
Oh, you actually sunk it.
I got that one. No, I didn't. It roamed around the edge and then just fell right in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.